Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon or good evening. Welcome to PainReliefRadio.com. I am your host, Catherine Merrow. Please remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. Today we're talking about the benefits of massage therapy. Discover why you need it and what it can do to help you feel better. Massage is old medicine and it's all natural. Please listen and discover the benefits of massage. Who does massage help? Why does it help? Oh, you can always find out more natural pain relief information at simplepainrelief.com, simplepainrelief.com, or katherinemerrow.com, katherinemerrow.com, katherinemerrow.com. So I want to thank you for joining me today. Massage is so exciting to me. It is the oldest pain medication in the world. It's all natural. There are no side effects. Sometimes if you have some really tight muscles, you might feel some tenderness during the session or afterward. But that's just because those muscles were so tight. You might know that I have been in the massage field for over 20 years. I have done well over 20,000 therapeutic massage sessions. And during that time, I have seen over and over and over how beneficial massage is for so many pain issues. Basically, we use massage for three things: to control pain, or to eliminate pain, and to create wellness. I love massage. It really can get rid of pain. It's good medicine, and it boosts your immune system. According to a study by the American Massage Therapy Association, which might not sound terribly exciting, but it shows how the understanding of the value of therapeutic massage is changing, and it also shows why you should consider massage as a natural tool for stress relief and pain relief. According to the 2009 American Massage Therapy Association survey, 22% of adult Americans received at least one massage during the previous year. An average of 34% of American adults received a massage in the previous 5 years. During that same year, spas were where most people received their first massage. Beauty spas, massage spas, wellness spas. 24% of those people who were interviewed in July of 2009 said they had their last massage at a spa. A spa is a nice place to have a massage, because you can have a lot of other services there, too. You might have a pedicure, a manicure, your hair done, a facial. But there are different kinds of massage therapists, and they work in different locations. Some of them will offer you relaxation-type massage. Some of them will offer you massage for pain relief. It's important that you know what kind of therapist you're going to if you have something specific in mind. If you just want a nice relaxation vacation, massage in an hour, that's a wonderful thing to do at a spa. And some spas also have people who specialize in pain relief massage. But if you've got a back pain problem really tight up and bothering you, or neck pain, you just don't want a relaxation massage. You want to see a therapist who can actually make a difference. So the best way is to find out who a friend goes to who has a similar problem, or to call and interview them, or go to simplepainrelief.com and scroll through the category for massage. You will find it on the right-hand side of the page, and there are several massage articles there, and you're going to find one of the older ones, how to find a massage therapist who can really help you get rid of your pain. That'll help you know how to interview them, what questions to ask. So the use of massage is growing, and the reasons people are turning to massage therapy are also growing. More and more people recognize it as a very important part of their overall health and wellness. A lot of people have received massage for medical or health reasons. They've used it for pain relief. They have used it for pain management. See, pain relief and pain management are two different things. Pain relief means let's get rid of it. Pain management means it's a condition that we cannot get rid of, so let's just manage it and help it feel better. For rehabilitation of injuries, for controlling migraines or other headaches, and for overall wellness. 86% of all Americans in 2009 agreed that massage could be effective in reducing pain. And they are so right. 85% agreed that massage could be beneficial to your health and wellness. And they are right also. People like you and me are increasingly seeking massage for stress reduction, for relaxation, for pain relief. Do you know, I am such a big fan of massage. I really love massage. I got into the field because it really caught my interest. I read about it and I thought, this sounds good. So I found a massage practitioner and I went and I had a massage and I thought, I understand. I don't understand why she's doing this, but I like what she's doing. So I wanted to find out more about it. So I started taking training. I took classes. I found out where her school was. At that time in this country, very few people, at least in the Midwest where I live in Michigan, were aware of massage and the benefits of massage. But over the last 20 years or so, more and more research has been done. More and more people have been to massage therapists. They understand what massage is and how it can help them. What is massage exactly? Well, it's the art or science and practice of rubbing or kneading or pushing on, compressing various parts of the body. It helps with circulation and it reduces muscle stress and muscle tightness and mental stress. This is usually done manually. That means by hand. We have tremendous tools at the end of our arms. Those are our hands. Massage can also be accomplished with other tools like pressure from the feet. There are massage therapists who do a specific type of massage where they only use their feet, or the forearm or the elbow of the massage therapist. You can do massage at home by pressing on your own muscles with something like a tennis ball or a racquetball. The whole point is your muscles and other soft tissues. Soft tissues means not your bones. We don't massage bones. But your muscles and other soft tissues all benefit from being massaged or manipulated with hands. In countries like Poland, massage therapy is a medical modality. That means the doctor can write a prescription for you to go to a massage therapist for your medical problem. Only now is the idea of having relaxation massage, which is simply for the benefits of massage rather than pain relief, catching on in countries like Poland. However, in this country, it used to be a medical treatment or modality, and then medicine became more sophisticated and fewer doctors were doing massage therapy because doctors did used to do massage. They used to get their hands on people. Hippocrates, who was the father of modern medicine, said, "A physician must be skilled in many things, but most assuredly in the art of rubbing." Rubbing, that's massage. So, in the USA now, more people are turning to massage again as a medical pain relief treatment. Great medicine, old medicine, all natural. What are the benefits of massage? Here's just a few for starters. It boosts your immune system. Honest to goodness, real medical research done at medical facilities, research facilities, shows that immune system markers in your blood increase after you have had a massage. Babies who were born prematurely or crack babies who were massaged, with, you know, these are little teeny tiny two-fingered massages because they're little teeny tiny premature babies. The preemies gained almost 50% more weight with the same amount of formula, so their bodies were functioning better. And they go home from the hospital 6 or 7 days earlier than the preemie babies who were not massaged. That is huge. That shows how much massage can increase your immune system. Your immune system keeps you from getting sick. Massage helps relax or release tight muscles and muscles that are out of tone or overstretched or weak can become more toned. Massage reduces pain. It reduces muscle tension. It reduces stiffness. A lot of times the stiffness or pain that you feel in your joints is not really joint pain. All of the joints have muscles that cross over them. So when your muscles cross over a joint, if you have muscles that are tight or out of balance, they're going to traction that joint together. You're going to feel like it's pain in the joint, but the problem is in the muscle, and actually the pain may be in the muscle too. Massage reduces anxiety, reduces stress, creates a feeling of well-being. No matter what kind of massage you have, whether it's a good contact relaxation massage or whether it's a massage for pain relief, afterward you will feel better. Your anxiety will feel less, your stress will feel less. Your body's going to be happier, and so is your immune system. Massage lowers high blood pressure. And massage just feels good. Your skin has these wonderful things called touch receptors. Touch receptors send messages directly to your brain. And when you receive a massage, all the messages that your brain gets are good. They are all good. Now, I want to thank you today for joining me at painreliefradio.com. You can find more natural pain relief information at simplepainrelief.com, simplepainrelief.com, or katherinemerrow.com. I look forward to sharing information with you again soon, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, safe, happy, and healthy day.